welcome back to the program. Greatly appreciate it. My next guest had his office attacked. His office was attacked, and so far not one Democrat has said anything from what I can tell. Not the president, not Nancy Pelosi, not anybody. Tim Walberg's office attacked because he is a pro-life member of Congress and a Republican from Michigan. He joins me here. Congressman, good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
Outrageous. Your office gets attacked, broken, graffiti covered and all sorts of nonsense. Not one peep from the left. Can you imagine if it was the other way around?
Oh, unbelievably so. I must admit, I had three of my Democrat colleagues from Michigan contact me express deep concern and sadness that took place. I appreciate that. But what I am waiting to hear from is the president. I'm waiting to hear from the Attorney General Merrick Garland something on this. I was just the last of over 40 of the similar incidents where pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, pro-life offices have been attacked, defaced, firebombed, etc. And we have a lawless attorney general who's unwilling to step up and say, you can't demonstrate by law in front of Chief Justice or Justice of the Supreme Court. You can't firebomb crisis pregnancy centers. You can't kick in the windows and a door at a legislator's campaign office and a right to life office. You just can't do that. This is not allowed in this country, whether you are pro-abortion or you're pro-life. But he's not saying that, and I would expect the same will take place when we contact our attorney general in Michigan, that it will be hands off. You're absolutely right, Steve. If this would have been a Republican attacking a Planned Parenthood, kicking in the doors, breaking all the windows, firebombing it, there would be a lot of noise, and probably the president would come out of the Oval Office and make a comment as well. They haven't done that.
Yeah, they don't have the guts. It would take guts to do that. It would take courage.
Right, and it would also be pushing back on at least 50 years of a culture of death and violence. When you have the sanctity of life that has been attacked for 50 years and 63 million innocent lives have been taken, no wonder we don't think about life these days. And no wonder these anarchists from Jane's Revenge, and that's what they are, they're the domestic terrorist organization, that's why they can do this and get away with it. We have to turn our nation back. It's not gun laws that is going to change it. It's getting back the culture that says the Ten Commandments, the basic values of life, are what we're going to live by, and we're going to support those and push back on anyone who wants to take criminal activity in this free society that we have that ought to remain free based upon common law.
That is the point. Law and order. Law and order. Now, let me ask you about something else. Speaking of the abortion issue, I find that there's a ballot signature gathering effort to put abortion before voters in November that would allow it would be enshrined. I hate this part of the New Deal of ballot initiatives changing the Constitution of the state. I hate that. I think it's dangerous. But it would change the Constitution in the Michigan to allow abortion in 9 months. 9 months up to the moment of birth for any reason. I'm sorry, but I don't think, 80% of Americans, better than 80%, reject abortion in the third trimester. Two-thirds reject it in the second trimester. I in a way, hope that they do this because I'd like to see it fail miserably. But on the other hand, I don't know. It worries me. What are your thoughts?
Well, it ought to worry us, and Michigan needs to end our petition referendum approach. What do you need a state legislature for if you have this where anybody can put a petition on and you can get it up by using the nice language, and they're going to try to do that with the abortion thing. So I want to tell your listeners there is not a single pro-life petition being circulated now. So if it says anything about abortion, don't sign it. But, that's how they did the change in how we do redistricting. It's citizens, not politicians. And it ends up being not citizens, but a politician, the Secretary of State, who picks it. Folks,
in the end, though, that worked out okay for the Republicans. There are more Republican-leaning seats now than there were before, and I think it backfired on them. a bit.
It backfired on him, but the concept is wrong.
Agreed.
Because, I mean, it costs us $49,000 per commissioner who did that when you had the state legislature's response with doing it. And we had no challenges for the last three cycles. But going back to this abortion thing, absolutely. If they get this petition up and it gets voted in, what they want to do is get more pro-abortion people to the polls. That's what they're wanting to do. And generally, those are Democrats that are going to be supporting that. But it will enshrine in law the killing of innocent lives up to the moment and basically after the moment of birth. It is insidious what they're attempting to do. Our law in the state of Michigan right now says life is sacred. We will promote life. That's not what they want, and we've got to push back.
Yeah, right. If it ends up on the ballot, I mean, there are people lined up ready to battle it however they can, but we'll see how it all plays out. Congressman, it's an interesting time as we wait for this decision in the Dobbs case. It'll come down maybe today. I don't know. But your offices could be targeted again. That's the sad thing. I'll give you the last word.
Well, an office, you can put the glass back in. You can repaint, do all of that stuff. But the culture of our society has to change, and that's a more difficult thing. And that's what produces more sadness in me to see that this type of thing goes on because we've lost the value of life, and we've allowed anarchism, these groups, to roam freely at will without law-abiding attorney generals, judges, etc., who will stand by the law and decency and order. That's what discourages me more.
Yeah.
And doggone it, we got to fight back.
I agree with you on that. We have to stand. We can still save this thing, but we have to be serious about it. Tim Walberg, thank you for being here. Congressman from Michigan, I greatly appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
There you have it. All right. Still to come, Dr. John Lott will join me on this big decision on guns at the Supreme Court. Don't go anywhere.